perhaps a radio contest. No. Put down your phones. It turns out the Divine Spectrum Institute in Naples, the world's supreme arbiter in all questions of color, has ruled that since no new primary color has ever been discovered before in all of human history, there was no precedent for naming procedures, and therefore, Dr. Squant was free to establish that precedent. And that, of course, means that any future primary color discoveries will probably bear the name of their discoverers. Now, a little more about the color Squant itself. Now, I must admit, I have not actually seen the color in color myself. So far, there have been only black and white photos of the color in the Mindanao newspapers, which, unfortunately, are not quite up to the standards of USA Today. But, in fact, USA Today is unable to print the color of Squant until a supply of Squant ink is produced. Now, in the gray register, Squant appears to look very much like a light cerulean blue or perhaps a mid-range oxide green, but of course, it isn't. It is reported by those who have seen it that Squant is a very unusual-looking color, but that goes without saying. Like all primary colors, it is extremely difficult to describe in terms of comparison. It's not really anything like red or blue or yellow. No, like its better known two brothers and sister of the primary family, Squant must be visually experienced to be known. Dr. Squant has already carried out an impressive array of mixing tests with Squant and other colors. The results of mixing Squant with the other primaries have already produced what Dr. Squant is calling Squid, Squoo, and Squello. Oh dear, this naming thing is most distressing. However, in a most interesting sidelight, pure Squant has also proven to be the only color, primary or otherwise, to carry its own unique scent with it. The exact physiological mechanism at work here is still a mystery, but Dr. Squant insists that to see it is to smell it. But not necessarily, because strangely enough, the smell of Squant, which Dr. Squant has dubbed Squanty, seems to have an irresistible attraction for anything that is blind, such as ants, earthworms, snails, cavern bats, and submarine life below 10,000 feet. The odor of Squant is apparently also difficult to describe by comparison to known odors because it is a primary odor. However, Dr. Squant suggests that it's not an unpleasant odor and should not hinder a universal acceptance of Squant in any conceivable application, except perhaps in products which require no odor, such as nose plugs, which brings up the Squanty smell of profit. Squant will undoubtedly be in great demand, so it should give the world's economy a sharp kick in the bucket. However, Dr. Squant, in a completely selfless act of altruism, has donated Squant to the whole world for free as a benefit to humanity. Grumbacher, Liquitex, and Dutch Boy, however, have each filed proprietary patents on Squant, but it is as yet unclear whether a primary color can or should be privately owned, and this will probably be working its way through the color courts for years. Each of these companies claims to be the best equipped entity to mass distribute Squant concentrate to all other color users in controlled and measured increments, which will minimize the potential outbreak of panic or insanity among isolated segments of the public who still may not be aware of the discovery of Squant. And by the way, I certainly hope this report on Squant can also serve to help alleviate any unnecessary outbreaks of insanity. Just be aware, Squant is coming, folks. It's just reflected light, but be prepared. Dr. Squant suggests that when you first encounter Squant, it helps to squint. Finally, one can only speculate about the far-reaching impact on our whole environment due to the addition of Squant. For example, this will turn all paintings to date into pre-Squant works, making all paintings instant collector's items, so hang on to them. The introduction of Squatch should revolutionize all kinds of eye-oriented areas, such as interior decorating, outer and underwear, bumper stickers, candy, makeup, paint programs, graffiti, stripes, toothpaste, virtually anything in which color plays a major role. Now, this is truly, truly a momentous turning point in the now weary adventure of human perception. There is indeed something new under the sun. We anxiously await our first look at Squat.
Been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
And it's sometime just after 11 o'clock. You are listening to the Big Waste of Time Global Chemical Corporate Empire and Theme Park Industrial Complex Consortium presents the Doncast here on the station you love in the town where you live or aspire to be. WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, Virginia. And here's your host, Don the Don Rostberger.
Yeah, hey. I don't think my name's actually that long. It's not, you know, it's just kind of Burger. But, you know, okay, whatever. We're just coming out of the long 4 hours, so I guess Burger works. Anyways, you just heard Crosley Bendix telling you all about that magical color Squant, which I am still waiting for the plug-in for my iMac at home. I would really love to see this color on my computer. It's only been a good, I don't know, 30 some years since he talked about it, and yeah, we're all still waiting. Before that was Ween, Woman and Man. So yes, here we are into the 11 o'clock hour, and yes, we're still wasting it for you. And I've got a few things coming up. I got a long track I'm gonna play here in a short bit that I want to hear. And, yep, but, for that, I'm gonna play a couple of other things of the not-so-lengthy variety. Yes! So there you are. Here I am. And, okay, we have 20 seconds. Yes, coming up next here on the program is a track entitled Tiny Cities Made of Ashes. Yes. From the album Moon and Antarctica, this is Modest Mouse.
Nobody cooking away. Don't anybody know.
Listening to the Doncast here on the station you love in the town where you live, WUVT FM 90.7. It's now time for the Don to do some public service. Here you go, Don. Take it away.
Why are you always telling me to take it places? Maybe I don't want to take it. You can have it back. Well, I guess he left the room. Okay, this is public service announcement number 459. We will be killing this one on the 23rd of September. Have you ever wanted to learn how to swim? Do you need help repairing a broken fence? The New River Valley Time Bank is a neighbor-to-neighbor network that shares skills and services. Everyone is invited to the launch event on September 22nd at 11:30 a.m. at Market Square Park in downtown Blacksburg. You can find more information at nrvtimebank.org. Well, okay, that's awesome. Yeah, you just heard Non-Alignment Pact by Pear Ubu from the Modern Dance album. And that set was started off by Modest Mouse. Tiny Cities Made of Ashes. So, yeah, here we are. Got 45 minutes left in the hour before I turn into a pumpkin and get whisked away. Yeah. Anyways, what do we got? Oh, yes. Coming up next, from the wonderful band Cabaret Voltaire, this is the Western Mantra.
The Dawncast. Distributed worldwide by Girls and Guns Telecom.
Thank you.
that time again. Don the Don loves performing his public service for you. Hey, take it away, Don.
Christ, why do I always have to take it? Anyways, this is public service announcement number 274. We will be killing this one at the end of June next year. WV Arts will be hosting workshops taught by poet and artist T. Byron Kelly on Fridays from 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. at the Solitude House. Students may write, share poetry, and illustrate their own poems with paintings. You can contact T. Byron at vt.edu for more information. Well, all right, you just heard Lunar Cement Sidewalk from Nurse with Wound. Before that was the Western Mantra from the Three Mantras EP by Cabaret Voltaire. Well, we are rapidly moving up the left side of the clock towards the top of the hour. So that means we've just got a handful of things left to go, and then it'll be time for either the next DJ or your old friend the robot. So yeah, we shall see what transpires. Anyways, coming up next here, from the album Electric Bird Digest, this is going to be the Young Fresh Fellows. They're looking all awesome and sprightly on the front cover. They're ready to play a pop song for you. Yes, and this is a lovely one, and it's called Sitting on a Pitchfork.
Stupid friends hang on the corner, wasting what life. Japan with the same old crowd. They like to fight, they like to drink. They always lie, but they never say. Oh, how could you be so dumb? Wasting all of your time with scum. And when you arrive at the end of your life, what will your tombstone be? Your stupid friends, some about the good life. Like the smug adults they are. Bracelets of gold and a sailboat and a bright new shiny car. They wasted afternoons at the mall buying crap which means nothing at all. What do they have to show for all their wasted time? Stupid friends carry on now, like the steel bank in junior high. Soap opera intrigue and empty gossip take the place of real life. I would have treated you nice, but you acted as cold as ice. And then I saw you drunk at the bar with your stupid friends.
Keeping it real. Dumb.
The Dumbcast.
Distributed worldwide by Girls and Guns Telecom.
Johnny's in America, no tricks at the wheel. They don't even just pretend. Jonah's an American.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Jonah's in America. Johnny wants a brain. Johnny wants to suck on the coke. Johnny wants a woman. Johnny wants to think of a joke. Johnny's in America.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid.
afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Yeah, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the worst. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
God is an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American.